Well, Michael, a very busy off season for you, that flurry of activity November and December, and since then, so much talk about this team and what it can do in 2015. How happy are you that the talk is finally over? Now it's time to get out on the field and play ball.
It's an exciting time, Geoff, and we said it in our team meeting yesterday. It's enough with the talk. It's time to play baseball and time to get this 2015 season underway, and we couldn't be happier to get things going.
Last time we did this was the last day of last season. We sat in the dugout at Nationals Park pregame and looked back at 2014, looked ahead a little bit to the offseason. Could you at that time have had any idea what the offseason was going to hold for you and for DJ and for this franchise?
You never know going into the offseason. The one thing that we did know was that 2014 was such an important year for us because it gave us some clarity. It really allowed us to see the areas where we needed to improve and really gave us focus as we entered the offseason. And just so happened that we were able to check off a lot of those boxes, a lot of the goals, things we wanted to do, we were able to get them accomplished.
And now you had a chance to watch them over the last 6 weeks or so in Jupiter. What stood out to you about this ball club? What did you begin to learn over the course of the spring?
This is a talented group, and even more so than being talented, it's a great collection of teammates. And the word team and being a good teammate is something that's important to these guys, and it's something that I think they appreciate. And as we move forward, I think will pay dividends for us throughout the season.
I wanted to ask you about that because some people say chemistry is overrated. If you win, you have good chemistry. If you lose, you don't. It doesn't seem to me like that's the case. And it seems like you've obviously been very careful in recent years about bringing in guys who are going to make this a much better clubhouse and change the culture. It would seem very apparent this spring.
I think people who say that that chemistry is not important has never been in a clubhouse. And we've lived bad chemistry and bad clubhouses. And that's the reason why we wanted to go the opposite direction and bring together a group of men who support one another, who believe in one another, and who are going to do what they need to do to win ball games, because that's the ultimate goal.
This team's in a different position than it's been in at this time of year in recent years. There are expectations on it. How do you handle and manage those expectations, or do you even think about them at all?
We don't think about expectations, Geoff. All we think about is doing our job. I mean, that's the mantra that we're preaching in our clubhouse. Just do your job. We feel like we have enough talent that we've been able to bring in, that if everyone takes care of their individual responsibilities and just do what is expected of them, then as a group of 25 men, we'll be better off for it.
Talk with the Marlins President of Baseball Operations, Michael Hill. Let's go around the ball club a little bit with you, Michael. It's a different lineup with D. Gordon, that element of speed at the top, with Michael Morse now protecting Giancarlo, able to push Ozuna down to the sixth spot in the batting order. Give me a sense of offensively what kind of ball club you think this is going to be this year.
Well, we wanted to create a deeper lineup, and we feel like we were definitely successful in adding another bat in Michael Morse and injecting speed into our lineup, and D. Gordon adding another professional bat with Martin Prado. And just add them to an already existing, very talented core with the Yelich and Stanton and Ozuna and Echeverria. And we really felt like as we went into the offseason, you add those men to the roster, that you're really creating a deeper lineup that can score runs in many different ways. They aren't just reliant on the home run or one specific aspect. We feel like every day that speed's going to show up and put pressure on our other club and allow us to be successful.
Many say it begins and ends with pitching, and in this division in particular this year, the starting pitching is what really jumps out at you when you look certainly at the Nationals, at the Mets, even these Braves. So the next 3 days you'll see Tehran, Wood, and Miller. Three pitchers can go out and beat anybody on a given day. Still got Cole Hamels in Philadelphia. Look at your rotation. You added a couple of veterans this winter, 1-5. How do you feel this rotation stacks up heading into the year?
I will put our rotation up against anyone's. When you look at Henderson Alvarez and Matt Latos and Jared Cozart and Tom Kohler and Dan Heron, you're talking about five individuals that any day, any given time, can go deep into a game and give you an opportunity to win. And in this division and in this league and in Major League Baseball, it all starts with your pitching, and obviously they set the tone. They have the ball in their hands, and we're expecting them to go out and give us a chance to win every day.
You get the sense we're going to see a lot of 3-2 and 2-1 games in this division this year, where base running, we're catching the ball, getting runners over, getting them, it's going to really make a big difference.
Well, it's always the little things. When you're talking about taking that next step and playing in October, you really have to take care of those little things. And it's taking care of the ball defensively. It's doing the things offensively, moving runners, scoring runners from third with less than two outs. It's those little things that add up over the course of a 162-game season that really will make a difference in how far you go this year.
Let's get to the bullpen, which, as the season went on last year, really seemed to become a strength. You added Brian Morris at the end of May, beginning of June, and he seemed to solidify that bullpen. Largely the same cast, a little bit more experience for A.J. Ramos and some young pitchers like that. But, again, that, to me, is a group that really stands out here.
It's definitely a group that, once we acquired Morris last year, really found their own and found their roles and got comfortable. And a lot of the young guys took huge steps forward. And I think it's more of the same. Sam Dyson, who we saw take a huge step last year, pitched very well during the spring. We're looking for big things from Sam. And then one of our new acquisition, David Phelps, an extremely versatile pitcher who can do any number of things, but should provide us with valuable innings throughout the season.
When you look at this roster, 1-25, is there anything that you lose sleep at night over looking ahead to the start of the marathon?
You want to be healthy, and I think that's something as we look, to this season. We know that things are going to happen, and there's going to be inevitable things that you have to deal with. And we just hope that we've created enough depth and given ourselves an opportunity to withstand whatever is thrown our way, and lead the way to an extremely successful 2015.
Jeffrey Loria, David Sampson, yourself, Dan Jennings, it was a tremendous offseason. DJ had a great line recently. He said to me, "We can play the music, but these guys have to dance." Now it's time to dance. It's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, I got my shoes tied. I'm ready to get after it.
It's Michael Hill. Michael, let's have a great year.
All right.
Kyle, back.